Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
He's a sexy, sexy man with a sexy, sexy plan. Cause he ain't no sucker, looking so fly, he could drive like a trucker. Green like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four-wheel drive so he never gets stucker. Yeah, brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no standin'. He doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Live from Largo in Hollywood, California. Put your hands together for Ron Burgundy! Thank you so much.
Gosh.
That is lovely. That is nice to hear. I'm joined by Carolina, of course, my wonderful co-host. And let me guess, were you applauding for me or for her?
It can be both.
I think it was predominantly me, though. I'm just teasing. Oh, that felt good, though. Daddy needed that. I was changing a tire on the 405 in the Sepulveda Pass less than 15 minutes ago. And I'm like, I'm not going to make the show. And the car collapsed on me.
I know.
But luckily, I pushed it off me. And got here, and then you gave me that wonderful ovation. So thank you. Thank you so much.
We also just want to tell you guys that all of the proceeds to tonight's ticket sales are going to the International Medical Corps, which is a great charity that's helping families in the Ukraine right now.
Yes, and thank you to Largo.
And thank you to Largo for even...
Thank you to Largo, because Flanny here is not getting his grubby paws on it. So it's going to charity. And it goes all to charity, right? I don't get like a little taste?
Nothing.
Just a sweet little morsel?
Do you want me to ask for that?
Like a 500 maybe?
Oh, no.
I don't get none?
Nothing.
I thought we'd been just saying that.
No. I feel like you're upset.
Can I have 20 bucks? Look what I found backstage. An Abba Zabba.
Ooh.
You guys remember Abba Zabbas? It's a delicious little treat, and I think I'm going to pop one in my mouth.
We just want to stand by.
Everyone, for those listening at home, I'm opening an Abba Zabba wrapper right now.
Mm.
And,
It's
like a wonderful... It's tough. It's a tough...
It's going to be a little bit of a second, yeah.
It's in the toffee family of confections. injected with a peanut butter.
Oh, yum, though, right?
It's really taking me back.
You need a second?
Whoa.
Not swallowable yet, huh?
Not swallowable ever.
All right, there she goes.
Ooh.
Right into the cup.
That is a terrible piece of candy, the Abba Zabba. And I hope the Abba Zabba company listens to this podcast and they know how I feel.
We're not scared.
Abba Zabbas can suck it.
Okay.
Oh, I hope they don't steal that as a slogan.
Oh, that is such a good slogan. Abba Zabbas.
You can suck it.
You can suck it.
Meaning us, our candy. It's too long. We'll figure it out. Hollywood, California. Where's everyone from?
Chicago.
Oklahoma City.
Anaheim.
Anaheim.
San Francisco.
Attica.
Not that many people, no.
San Pedro. A thriving Greek community in San Pedro, from what I remember.
Mexico.
Tijuana, okay. You don't have to be so cocky about it. Jeez. Tijuana.
Australia.
Well, Australia.
Oh.
Well, England. Boo. England. The English are blowhards. They really are. I hate the British.
Whoa.
No, I do. I don't I really hate's a strong word, but
it is.
I hate the British.
We have
to strangle
them. Stop. What's going on?
I don't know.
It's just what you're feeling.
It's just the way I'm feeling. So,
but those of you in Hollywood, probably.
Right.
We have to.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
I mean.
Woo, Sunday night. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Gadank.
What?
Wooga.
Yeesh. Did I do that?
Say what? That was
the craziest thing I've ever seen. And
you've seen a lot of crazy.
I have seen crazy. I've seen you take a shit in an elevator.
Yes.
I just saw you spit that Abba Zabba in a crystal glass.
You've seen me throw a house cat off a bridge in San Pedro. I can't believe I just said that out loud.
Yeah, I want to strike that from the record.
But I hate house cats. I hate the British. I hate house cats.
We're just going to tell it like it is, this show.
But that, I mean, that we all witnessed, most of us, television history. Slackjawed. But I have a bit of good news that's slightly related.
What?
I think I'm hosting the Oscars next year.
I don't know.
I said I think.
Who told you that you were hosting the Oscars?
Well, they've reached out to my people.
I'm your people.
I know. Have they reached out to you?
No.
Oh. Okay.
But they've reached out to...
I'm hoping they're going to reach out to me.
Okay.
Well, they start with a short list.
Right,
and I figured I'm probably on it. And they have to whittle it down.
And then it might
happen. But I'm just going to prepare and hope and pray every night that I get it. But I want to be prepared when I get that phone call. So I've been working on some stand-up for the Oscars. And if you'll indulge me, I'd love to try it out on you, if that's all right.
I want to hear it.
Yeah. Okay. And keep in mind, this is a work in progress. I'm not a professional stand-up comedian. Anyway, yeah. You got to jump in the pool, right? let's see here. Get my cheaters on. I'll wear contacts during the Oscars, don't worry. And I'm not going to be looking like this, just so you know. I'll probably be in a gold lamé jumpsuit. Okay. All right, so. Please welcome Ron Burgundy. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here hosting the 900,000th Oscar. I don't know what year they'll tell me. It's a pleasure to be here. We got a lot. How's everyone doing tonight at the Oscars?
Pretty good, yeah.
I see there's a category for best hair and makeup. And the winner is not G.I. Jane 2.
No. It's okay. No one's here. It's okay. No one's gonna fight you. It's okay. It's all right.
In fact, there wasn't any hair and makeup. Everyone had shaved heads.
Okay.
It reminds me. I went to my barber and I say, "Take a little off the top, Pete." And he says, "How much?" And I say, "Not as much as G.I. Jane 2.
No, what? Okay, it's okay. No one's here. You're shadow boxing. It's fine.
No, I kid. G.I. Jane 2 is a great movie. Everyone loves it. Unless you happen to be head lice. Because there's no hair.
We got it. Yeah.
And they need an environment to thrive in. It has to be they would feast in
they
my head.
They love your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do I got here? For our viewers at home, there here in California, there's a place called the Central Valley.
Great.
Why do they call it Sacramento? Do they make sacred Mentos there? You guys remember Mentos, right?
Yeah.
Those old commercials, they were weird. What about Kit Kat bars? Huh? You remember Kit Kat bars? Yeah. What if Bob Dylan did the Kit Kat bar song? It would go something like this. Gimme a break. Gimme a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Oh. So circle that one. That's applause break on that one.
Yeah.
You'll remember if I forget, right?
Oh, yeah, for next year's Oscars.
Will you be able to be on stage with me?
No.
Oh, because you're quite a security blanket. What else? What's in the news? Oh, have you heard about these self-driving cars?
Yeah.
Do you think they've not heard about them?
No, they have. They have.
They have these cars now that drive around without a driver. What if you're Adam Driver? And you're in the back seat of a driverless car and a cop pulls you over. He says, "Are you the driver?" How confusing would that be? Okay. That was like a 7. Governor Ron DeSantis is at it again.
Yeah.
Oh, that will be great if they react that way. That guy is so weird they should call him Ron Dementos, right? I called back Sacramento.
Because you had said that. Yeah.
Anyway, he doesn't want teachers to say the word gay in the classroom, like it's a dirty word. The only word dirt in,
Just shake off.
The only flirty dirt in, God damn it! Pull it together, Ron. You look like an ass right now. You've come this far. You're almost at the top of the mountain. Bring it home, you coward. You're nothing but a coward in a corduroy jacket.
Oh.
You look like you got your ass blowing in the wind. Just pull it together. The only dirty word in the state of Florida is DeSantis. Thank you. On with the rest of the show. Here's John Travolta and... Carey Mulligan. I don't know.
I know.
I'm a big Carey Mulligan fan. Well, thank you.
That was great.
That was very valuable.
I feel like the message we wanted to give after the Oscars on Sunday, and if you guys are so inclined, you can say it with me.
Yeah.
Hug it out. Yeah. Say it sincerely, though. Like, hey, hug it out. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hug it out.
Yeah, that's
nice. Healing.
That feels good.
Well.
Do you want to turn to your neighbor and just hug them quickly?
It's COVID. Oh.
Oh, that's nice. People are doing it. For the listeners at home. There's 4 people. Oh, people are reluctant. Now people are really getting into it.
All right, people need to calm down in the back.
Hold on. Keep your shirt on, sir. Keep your shirt on.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Well, we should get on with our show.
You said that your guest, all you said was personal. And I didn't want to, so I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to like overstep my bounds.
Well, someone is in town. A relative of mine.
Okay.
And he asked to come on the show.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, yes. Right. I'm fine. In fact, it's good. We haven't seen each other in a while.
It looks bad, but...
No, he's fine. You know what? Let's just get him out here. Would you please welcome my brother, Billy Burgundy.
Yeah. Billy. All right.
Billy, why don't you have a seat?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I'll sit down right now. He's a little too high of a chair, if I'm honest, right out of the gate. I feel like I'm still kind of standing, honestly.
It's just a club chair. It's a regular chair.
A chair kind of playing a prank on me, like, you thought you sat down, but you're just squatting and your thighs are doing a lot of the work.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, Billy, I don't think you can
smoke
in here.
I
am right now.
Oh.
I'm doing it right now, Ronnie! Ronnie!
Just sit back in the chair. Sit back in the chair, please.
Yeah. Little baby brother, Ronnie. Hot shot. Can we curse? Are we allowed to curse?
It's too late now.
I'm saying I'll change my tone. Like, I won't curse.
I don't want to have to call the fire marshal.
Call him. Call the fire. You know the number of the fire marshal. Every people say that all the time. They're like, I want to call the fire marshal. Call him. What do you got? His number in your phone? Call him.
I don't have it in my phone. But
then how would you call him?
I would get it quickly and have.
From who?
Carolina would call the fire marshal.
I don't.
She doesn't have it.
I do have it. I do have it.
You have it.
You tell me what it is, and I'll tell you if you got it right.
You better tell him. You better tell him right now. You're fired. Don't embarrass me.
Okay.
What's his number?
How do we know that your number is the accurate number?
I got it from a buddy of mine. My buddy's a fire marshal.
All right.
Oh, I almost dropped my cigarette. You can imagine what would have happened. Fire, probably a fire.
I'm sorry, there's a huge gap between your two sensibilities.
Okay.
This is what, we're like oil and water.
We're different. Ronnie went off and became, you know, a little hot shot. Is that me? Am I doing that? Is that me?
I think that's you.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Let's do a test. Everybody, you go.
I'll go.
No noise. Now you go. All right, my turn. It does seem like it's me.
Billy was always very good in audiovisual class.
I did work in high school.
He was a big ticket. Hey, no, it's okay. You gotta relax.
Hey,
Billy, it's just a microphone to talk into.
I'm not here.
No.
I'm out here. Now.
I know. You
I'm
got.
There,
if you're gonna stay here, you gotta take it down a notch. She just brought you a mic. Jeez, you're like a hair trigger. You've always been that way.
I didn't know what it was. It freaked me the fuck out.
What did it look like to you?
She's like, yeah, take this dildo.
No, no.
She stole this dildo, and she wanted me to help her do something.
She didn't say a word.
I know, but it just felt she
had. Does this look like a dildo to you people? It's a microphone.
We vote. We vote on it.
No, we don't vote. We don't vote.
Then we don't vote on it. Fine. But I felt in that situation, a lady was running to me going, hide this dildo, I stole it. That's the story I concocted within seconds.
Gosh darn it. Come to think of it, last Easter, you did give me a microphone-shaped dildo.
There you go.
A wireless microphone-shaped dildo.
Yeah, they exist.
That's a fun word, dildo.
Ronnie!
We haven't laughed like that in a long time.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.
I got a big question for you, Billy. What are you doing here?
What do you mean what I'm doing here?
What do you want?
Do your thing. Interview. Do you want money? Interview me.
Do you want money? Do you want a place to stay?
I'm not here to... do you have money? Do you have some cash?
I've got probably some cash on me.
I'll take some money. That's not why I'm here, but if you're saying you're throwing money around, I'll take some money. I'm here to be interviewed. Isn't that what you do?
You really want to be interviewed by me?
Yes! That's why I'm holding this f***ing dildo, so I can forget f***ing interviewed. I came out here, you know, you got all these people here, Ronnie, the hot shot, Ronnie Burgundy. Nobody gives a shit about his big brother, Billy Burgundy. Oh. So I'm out here to be interviewed, let these people know, maybe I influenced you in some way.
All right, fair enough. But you never express an interest in my life this way, so...
What? What'd you say? This is what you do on a podcast. What is a podcast, by the way? Like, what is this, actually? Like, what do you do with it?
I still couldn't tell you. I don't understand it from a technical standpoint. I initially thought we recorded it on a bunch of cassette tapes. We had to drive them to everyone's house, kind of like the old Netflix model.
That's what I thought.
And you pop them into a cassette, and you listen to them, and you just hope, you pray to God that enough people have boomboxes at home still. And that's what I thought a podcast was.
I get it. The fact that this doesn't have a wire, I can't even fathom how this is operating.
I don't trust it. I'll never use a cordless. That's why I go wire. Yeah. I go analog.
I'm gonna do that as well. This feels better. For some reason, this just feels better. I don't know. Like I'm plugged into a system.
Billy, I'll start by asking you this. We both grew up in Iowa. Why do you have a Brooklyn accent? Why? And
that's
why?
Just a
why
basic
do you
question.
Look?
Why
do you look like a greaser?
We're from Brooklyn. Cheese. We're from Brooklyn, Iowa. All Brooklyn's a Brooklyn. It doesn't matter which state it's in. Brooklyn, Iowa is Brooklyn. Same
Brooklyn. You look like the Fonz.
I love the Fonz. I've always worshipped the Fonz. Every time I would watch Happy Days, I was like, "That's who I'm gonna be when I grow up." And I don't care. I don't care if the settings
appropriate. You don't care if it costs you employment.
I don't care.
You don't care if you can't rent an apartment because of your looks.
I don't care. I don't care if the settings and the people change around me. I'm going to be the Fonz when I grow up.
If people feel awkward around you constantly?
Yeah. This makes a statement. When I walk into a room, people are like, even when I walked out here, people are like, this guy's got something to say. Look at this guy. This guy gets it.
Is that what you think people are thinking?
Did anybody here think that when I walked out?
No.
Some people clapped while one guy said no.
That young woman
his voice
clapped.
The gates, the clappers.
And then the distinct voice was just a definite
no.
Declarative no.
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 No. King of the audience says no.
Yeah.
Some people did clap. Not as many numbers as I was hoping. Maybe three. Maybe three people. Thought.
Possibly three. One distinct no.
Probably hates cigarettes. That's your thing. You're like, well, I'm against you. Because
most people hate cigarettes. They do.
Since when?
Since 30 years ago. 20 years ago. I don't know. You can't smoke anywhere.
I do it all the time.
I know. That's
I walk in,
maybe
people so dumbfounded, nobody says anything. They just let it happen. They're like, I don't know. This guy looks like he knows something.
No.
No.
This is fun. This is fun. You, like, do this. This is cool. This is a cool gig, you know? Is that what it's called, a gig?
It's called a podcast, and we're lucky enough to be doing it in front of a live audience, and that's what's happening.
That's
here.
Cool.
And this is one of the things I do in my life.
Well, I wouldn't know, because you don't call, you don't write letters, snail
well,
mail
I was
letters
still
anymore?
In high school when you left town, and you didn't talk to anyone in the family for 20 years. What happened?
That's your question? I come out here and you say, why did I leave home?
Well,
I was 11 when I left home. I was 11, Ronnie. I wasn't in high school.
I was 4.
I was 11.
I was in high school. I was in an accelerated class.
You were an accelerated student.
I didn't understand anything. But I already had a mustache. So they pushed me through, and I was...
You think it's easy to be around now when people go, look at you, only 11, and look at your brother's only 4, and he's got a man's mustache, and he's in these accelerated classes.
Don't take me back there, because all I would do was squiggle with crayons. And
they loved it, though. They kept moving
they
you
did.
Up.
They loved me. They kept moving. They were like, this guy's like a... Picasso.
Ronnie was in college by 10 years old.
I was.
I left at 11. I'm the youngest kid to ever leave his house at the youngest age. I looked it up.
You looked it up where?
At the library. I went to the library.
You went to the library and there's a book?
There's a book that
chronicles
yes.
how early children leave their houses?
Yes, and the youngest... Before me was 12. I left at 11, so I got that record.
So you broke the record.
I broke the record. Yeah.
Knowing
not
you,
so
you...
bad after all for old Billy Burgundy.
What kind of smokes are those,
you're
by the way?
You're
actually
sure a little bit.
Oh, that's okay. I'd rather do that than get it on these nice chairs that make you stand up when you don't want to. Yeah, I left home at 11. I lived on trains.
Yeah.
I lived on a bunch of trains.
You hop trains?
Yeah. You know what I did?
With fellow hobos?
Yeah, and I had a stick with a sack on the end of it.
A kerchief.
And I got to tell you, you can't put a lot of clothes in there.
You can put a half a sandwich.
You can put half a sandwich in half a pair of jeans. One leg of a jean pant.
It's not like you can put a wardrobe in the little kerchief.
No. That's a kerchief,
but,
you know.
It signals to everyone that you hop trains.
Yeah, I hop trains, and I'm 11. People are like, that kid shouldn't be hopping trains.
So you hop trains for how long?
20 years. I hopped trains for 20 years.
Till you were 31.
Yeah, I just kept doing it. You know, once you're caught up in the game of hopping trains.
It's not a game.
You can't just get out. You can't get out.
You could get out anytime you want. How was that a comfortable life?
It wasn't. I'm a grizzled man because of it. I'm a grizzled Brooklynite. Is it Huskies? Who are the Corn Huskers? What is it?
Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes, that's what I said. Go Hawkeyes.
Iowa Hawkeyes, yes.
Iowa Hawkeyes. In Brooklyn, we were the New Jersey Nets Hawkeyes. Remember that? Our high school were the New Jersey Nets Hawkeyes.
We were the Brooklyn / New Jersey Nets
Hawkeyes. That's right. That was our high school.
And you remember our fight song?
Of course I do.
Mighty and proud are we.
New Jersey Nets.
We're coming for you. We're coming to rip your throats out.
And watch you bleed on the floor.
It is our destiny to prevail.
Because we're the New Jersey Nets.
Brooklyn Hawkeyes Nets.
Of course I remember it.
Pretty good.
Of course I remember our fight song. I sang it every night on those trains. Taught all the hobos. I said, listen to this. And I get to the part about ripping out the throats and the blood on the floor. They loved it.
I'm still confused. Who's they?
My hobo friends.
Yo.
Charlie. Mostly just me and Charlie.
Yeah.
Look, here's the reason I'm here. You want the truth?
There's another question I have for you.
Okay.
Because our brother Lonnie saw you in a pornographic movie. Talk about that.
talk about that? That's not.
I mean, what was that period of your life? What was going on?
Okay, it's one thing that maybe I was or was not in a pornographic film. It's another thing that Lonnie's watching stuff like that. What was he doing watching a thing that I was in?
That's a fair question. I believe back then it was still old reel to reel.
It was reel to reel. You had to really.
You had to get a 16mm projector.
You had to want it.
You had to want it bad.
You had to want it.
You had to have you a place.
It didn't get. It didn't no pop up. Whoa.
No.
It was like I bought a ticket to see it.
Loop it through.
Yeah. Yeah. I needed some money.
And there was no sound.
There was no sound.
According to Lonnie. I didn't see it. So you needed some money.
I needed some money, and I did a little porn acting.
Was it hobo-themed by any chance?
Yeah, that's how I got discovered. You remember how Edward Furlong got discovered for Terminator 2? That's what happened to me, but it was for a pornographic film. I don't have...
That's the analogy.
That's the analogy. I don't have some sort of play on the title Terminator 2. I just know that that's how I got discovered. Someone said, "You have a f*** on camera?" And I said, "Hey, I live on trains." That was enough. That was enough to get me in the door.
So there was a young, enterprising pornographic filmmaker scouting for his next actor.
That's right.
In a train yard.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. A lot of actors come from train yards. In every genre of
that's
film.
That's true. I know Gene Hackman came from a train yard. I know you also did a stretch of time at Joliet Prison. What was that for?
Why do you got to tell people about that?
We're doing an interview. You wanted me to ask you about your life.
I was in Joliet Prison because I had signed up for a kid's birthday party to do like clowns, and I was doing the balloon animals type stuff, and I didn't know how to do it. And the dad, I got into a little scuffle with the dad. I was drinking.
Right.
And a lot of the kids were crying. At a kid's party. They were like 8.
Right.
And I thought, these kids are too old for a clown, and one of the kids is like, "Just make me a balloon animal." I shoved the kid.
Oh. You can never shove.
It was
a
the
kid.
Dad's kid. It was the dad's kid, which right. I guess is always the dad's kid. in whatever scenario, of whoever the kid is, it's always going to be the dad's kid.
Still, it's still a fairly low stakes setting, though, to end up in Joliet. So continue.
Well, so I shoved the kid. I shoved the kid. He pulls what I thought was a switchblade. It was one of those crazy straws. I thought it was a switchblade, so I pull my switchblade.
Oh, boy.
And now we're dancing. You know what I mean? Now we're dancing.
So he's got a crazy straw.
I yell out at another kid. I go, "Tie our arms together."
Right.
"Tie our arms together."
And the kid did it?
And another kid did it.
Yeah.
The dad looks over. I'm trying to knife fight his kid. He's got a crazy straw. I got a switchblade.
Yeah.
I hadn't made for giraffes. I don't know how to do the balloon animal bullshit.
And
I cut the kid.
Oh, God. Billy.
What? It was a sanctioned fight. He agreed to
it. It was not sanctioned by who?
Me and the kid who had the wire.
The wire? He had it.
We used the wire. Yeah, he had a crazy straw, but the other kid had a wire to tie our wrists together so that he couldn't escape the fight.
We don't fight as much as you do, so this is all new.
I do it all the time. So
still to this day?
To this day, I'll go to a bar. I used to go to a bar and get drunk, and then I'd say, "How much?"
Are you insurable at all?
Insurable?
Yeah.
No. Ronnie, look at me. Look at me. Is the Fonz insurable?
Obviously not. Unless you go to Geico, maybe.
I don't know. I've never had insurance. I don't know what it takes.
I wish we...
And I don't know what it is.
Look, it's not all it's cracked up to be. I've never been insured.
You've never been insured?
I've been just fine all these years.
All right.
Yep. I just roll the dice.
That's what I do.
Yep.
I roll the dice. I see where I end up. And so I got to town tonight, and I said, "I'm going to go down to Ronnie's thing. His shit up."
And awkwardly stare this crowd down.
That's exactly right.
Come on, Billy.
I keep thinking about that no from section, whatever
okay,
that section
you know what?
Is.
Leave him alone. That. Leave him alone.
You ever fight anybody?
No.
No, this is
You ever fight a guy
sir,
from the 50s?
Don't
Because I assure you, it's not like fighting now, buddy.
Don't dignify him, sir, with a response.
You know him? You know the guy that said
that? I'm just saying it in general.
Okay.
I'm protecting our audience member from getting in a 50s-style gangster fight with you.
Let it be known, I have a switchblade. Let it be known. And not the cool kind where, like, you hit the button and a comb comes out. No. No. Like a real knife. A real knife comes out. One time, I thought it was a comb. I started cutting my hair accidentally. True story.
Yeah. No, I... that one, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Yes. All right.
Why are you really here?
You tell everybody what you did?
I don't know what you're talking about.
11 years old, before
yes.
I left home.
Right.
The reason I left. Why'd I leave, Ronnie? Why'd I f***ing leave? Why did I f***ing leave?
I honestly don't know what you're... I was
four years
old.
Porch swing.
I had
porch swing.
Algebra 2 homework that I had to scribble out. I had to write an essay on Jane Eyre.
I think you know what you did with the porch swing. Dad came out of the porch swing. The porch swing was broken. And what did you say as a four-year-old kid? What'd you say? What'd you say, Ronnie? What'd you tell Dad? What'd you tell Papa?
I said, Billy did it. Billy broke the porch swing.
Did I? Did I break it or did you break it?
No.
That's right.
Wani broke it.
And then Dad said, Billy, did you break this porch swing? And I said, no. Ronnie broke this porch swing. And he said, Billy, you're a f***ing liar.
Yes.
All you're ever going to amount to is a guy who hops trains.
Oh my
Why
God.
Don't you get started on it now? So I did.
I'm so sorry. I just panicked. I always looked up to you, and I didn't want to. I knew you'd take the heat for me, and
you really mean that? You really look off. You really so. You mean when you say you
take as much time as you need. Take as much time.
You mean to tell me? You mean that when you say you used to look up to me, that you did used to look up to me?
You,
is that it? You did look up to me?
You were my sun. You were my moon. You were my Saturn, my Jupiter, my Venus, my Mercury.
You're going to make me smoke this whole pack of cigarettes.
All I ever wanted, I was just known as Billy Burgundy's younger brother. And then you were gone. And I didn't know what to tell people. I didn't know where you went. I had no idea you were hopping trains.
Those hopping trains!
Hug it out! 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 Hug it out!
I don't know if we can do this.
Out.
We're Burgundies. We're not comfortable.
Burgundies don't ever make a lot of contact.
Hug it out. Hug it out.
I don't.
Hug it out.
How do you want it?
What are you guys doing?
You go high,
right.
I'll go low.
I feel like we're both going high.
Well.
You heard me, Ronnie. Ronnie, you heard me.
I'm not trying to hurt you.
You hurt me. You hung so hard, Ronnie.
I'm going to have to hurt. I'm going to have to hurt. I'm going to have broken my shank. I'm going to have to hurt. I'm going to have to
hurt. I've snuck into your house.
Wait, what?
I've snuck into your house before.
What?
I snuck into your house years ago, and I jacked off in all your socks.
Well.
I never told you.
Okay, I guess that could happen. I don't hold it against you. At least that's, is that the only thing you ever did to me?
No. No. I jacked off in so many different types of clothes than you have.
Okay, okay. But it happened a long time ago, though, right? It wasn't recently.
The socks were like 2 years ago, and then that shirt was earlier today. I'm sorry, Ron. I never thought we would hug like that.
That's okay. It's actually good for the shirt.
Yeah.
Rayon fibers respond to bodily fluids. Yeah,
I think I read that somewhere also.
Discharge is good for them every now and then.
Yeah.
Any sort of discharge, human or otherwise.
All right, I'm going to...
Billy, thanks for coming by.
I'm going to get out of here.
You wait for me after the show?
Of course, I'm gonna. Okay. I need that money you were talking about.
My brother, Billy Burgundy, everyone.
Thank you.
Billy Burgundy, everyone.
That was a lot to take in.
I did not expect to go there tonight.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of the situation I blame on your dad.
Yes, thank you.
The porch swing thing.
Yes.
Like, you shouldn't have kicked Billy out of the house at 11 for that.
That he was so specific with his plan.
Yeah.
For Billy.
I know. It feels like that was...
It was premeditated.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get this loser out of my house.
And onto a train.
To try to get him to train hop for the rest of his life.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Well, this was such an amazing show, and
We're not done yet, because I planned something pretty special. I didn't tell you about this because you're going to love it. I don't know you people, but I love spicy food.
Oh.
I just love it. Moving some things on stage to create a little area. And this guy he has created a special genre that is very unique and super exciting. And I've been wanting to do an interview with this guy
for a long, long time. Please welcome Mr. Sean Evans with Hot Ones.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Sean.
Ron.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, this is gonna be fun. Sean Evans, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Should we move this a little closer?
Here we go.
Move this just table
adjust
a little.
There we go.
Hey. Okay. Chicago. Is that, you're from Chicago?
From Chicago.
Okay. I just didn't know if someone was randomly yelling that out. Because I sometimes will do that.
Yeah, just shout out Chicago.
No, just any city. I'll just walk into a place and go, Houston.
It works.
No, no one. I'll get my bagel and go, you know. this is pretty fun. So, is everyone familiar with Hot Ones? For our audience and our listeners, kind of describe the premise here.
Sure. So, the show, what we do is we interview celebrities, but the little twist in there is that we have them eat increasingly spicy chicken wings.
Okay.
Over Brilliant. The course of the interview.
Yes.
So, typically on the show, we'll do a 10-wing lineup.
Right.
Today, sort of a miniature version.
Okay.
Three wings. That's the good news. The
right.
bad news, though, Ron, very steep ramp up.
Oh, okay. It's going to 11 right out of the gate.
Yeah, right yes. out of the gate, you know. We'll start off in a comfortable place, but it'll get very hot very quickly.
Okay.
Well, are you ready to start?
Yes, I
All
am
right.
ready.
Let's make some noise.
It'll be fun.
And
so we'll start with the classic, and this is very important, Ron. You're going to want to start at the handle over there.
Start at the handle?
Yeah, start at the handle.
Okay. Boy, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that.
And then we'll dive right in.
You ever been over to Sin, the Gentleman's
Club
across the way?
Oh, right across the street. Right across the street.
They have Start at the Handle Tuesdays. Okay.
So as we dive in.
We dive in. Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question for you, Ron.
Oh, good God.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God. Oh!
Already?
Oh, my God.
It's the first wing.
No way. I'm not doing that. Carolina, you got to do it. You got to do it.
I didn't. It.
You got to do it, or I'm fired. You're fired. I'm already fired, but you got. God, that is awful.
Well, I did have questions for you.
Yeah, great.
So Carolina's
she's
gonna.
She's a smart cookie. She can handle it. She can handle
it. I
can't
do it.
No.
So
eat
Carolina,
the wings. And you got to answer the questions.
Okay.
Oh.
But you did just take a bite out of that wing, but I'll continue. Okay. This is, all right.
Let's hear from Carolina.
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, good God.
I'm sure I can answer your questions.
So I did have questions prepared for you, Ron. So you're
fine.
Outsourcing not only the wing eating, but also the answering of your own questions.
I mean, I think this will be a one-in-a-kind experience, you know,
yeah.
very different. She can handle it. She's.
Woo. Okay. All right, let's start. We're doing it. It's happening. My mouth is on fire.
That is like...
I am okay. I am doing this for the salary right now. That is what I'm going to tell you.
Witch's cauldron in my belly right now.
Woo! I'm awake.
To start things off, I'm curious, why did you decide to step out of retirement and start a podcast? Mm.
Go ahead, Carolina.
Podcasting is fun. I have a mustache. I like the news.
That's a dumb answer. Jeez.
I am so sorry. This is crazy. Okay. I can do the next. I'll be more sophisticated answers. I promise.
All right. Let's pivot a little bit. What would you say is the biggest news story that you've ever covered?
Oh, this is easy. You know this one.
A
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Help! Oh, the Berlin Wall.
Follow the Berlin Wall.
Follow the Berlin Wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think that was good. That was good. Okay.
And then let's shift to something maybe a little more topical. You know, I'm curious your thoughts on the current media landscape. Like when you watch anchormen on the cable news channels, Fox News, CNN, what do you think of them?
Yeah, what do you think?
The anchormen on news channels are there for clickbait headlines, and I deliver real heartfelt news.
That's pretty good.
Hey.
Yes, yes.
Do I go to the next wing?
Yeah, I think that's a good
that's
note.
A good
that's
opener.
A good note to move on to the next wing. So this next one is Los Calientes. Typically in their lineup, it'll be the fifth sauce. But today, going steep.
Going steep.
Okay. Towards the peak of Mount Scoville. Onto the fifth sauce, the turning sauce.
Okay.
The turning sauce.
It's the turning point.
All right.
That's another featured night at Sin. The turning sauce.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah?
We are here at a party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. That is opening everything up.
You're feeling that one, huh?
Okay.
I'm
so
glad I got out of this.
What's your question for Ron?
Sure. Do you have an all-time favorite celebrity interview?
You know this. God, you're blowing it so hard right now.
Oh, my God. I can't think because I want milk.
Russian head of state.
The Russian head of state in what year? I don't know why I asked that. I don't know what Russian head of state.
Oh, my gosh.
I really want that milk. Okay. I think
same first name as the current British Prime Minister.
Boris
Yeltsin.
Great.
That
okay.
was my most favorite interview. Even though I didn't have a translator that day, so I was just winging it with the Russian.
Whew. Okay. Whew. Wait, what the hell? Oh my God, Rod just drank the tiniest glass of milk I had poured for myself.
It just started making me think how delicious cold, ice cold milk tastes. Buttery ice cold milk. It's so incredibly thirst quenching.
Yeah. It hits, especially after those spicy wings, Ron.
I can only imagine.
Wait. Okay, one more. I'll take this one.
There. Is that enough?
Mm-hmm. It was perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm doing good. I'm alive. I'm here. I'm
You're
with
fine.
It.
Here we go.
You're good.
Your eyes aren't watering yet.
I can answer another question. Okay.
Okay, if you could host a dinner party from any time in history, who would you invite?
The Pam Grier?
No. No, Pam Grier. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hutch.
I'm going to think of the name and
Evel
try to
Knievel.
Transfer it into your brain.
Okay.
Evel Knievel, good. 2 for 2.
Woo! Oh my God. The person you like that your next door neighbor who has all those birds. Glenn.
Probably not Glenn.
Okay, let's move on to the last wing.
Let's gas pedal this. This is the last dab. We call it the last dab, Carolina, because it's tradition around here to put a little extra on the last wing. You don't have to, though, if
Let's
you don't
do
want
it.
To.
Oh, do it.
I want that Christmas bonus
do
this
it,
year.
Get a Christmas do bonus.
Do it.
Last wing.
All right.
Last wing.
Oh, this is going to curl your eyelashes, young lady. That's going to pop your wig right off your head.
That is the craziest sauce I've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where are you?
You feel it in the cockles?
Oh, my God.
It's all in the cockles.
Yes.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay.
By the way, you know this spring is going to be a horrible allergy season. One of the worst on record.
Let's get to the question.
It's a little awkward.
Make sure you have plenty of Zyrtec on hand. And
it's a little awkward as I wrote the interview for Ron, but I'll ask the question.
Go for it.
I know that you're a very
Keep
particular
it together, Carolina.
I know that you're a very particular man. How do you romance a woman?
You are nice. You're honest. You take her to nice places. Take her to the movies.
But furs and jewels.
Furs, jewels. You're nice to her dad. You're nice to her mom.
Play a little jazz flute.
You play jazz flute. Oh. I just went to a dark place. But I'm back.
Mike, drop. Let's make some noise.
Carolina did it. Woo. Wow. You are definitely getting a Christmas bonus this year.
I love you guys for staying with me.
You're going to have a little of that milk, too. Wow. And you know, that's yak's milk, so everyone knows. We did not harm a cow. It's pure yak's milk, which is the best kind of milk. Sean, we can't thank you enough for coming out here.
Sean Evans.
Sean Evans, everyone.
You did awesome. You did awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Ron. Valiant effort, so brave and courageous.
Look, it was not my thing, ultimately. Carolina, great job. I thought you were going to lay a turd on that one, but you didn't. Don't forget, backstage, we're going to have some of my special four-alarm chili.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Save room for that. Folks, we're at the end of our show. But I have one final segment I like to call My Take. So if you'll indulge me, this is Ron Burgundy with My Take.
So should I?
Just get out of here.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, I asked Carolina if she had ever seen the movie Gone with the Wind. She shook her head and looked confused and then said, "What's a movie?" It got me thinking, are movies dead? I remember the first movie I ever saw. It was called Hot Boobs. But I'm not going to talk about that movie. It wouldn't be appropriate. However, the second movie I saw was called How the West Was Won. Kevin Costner had referenced watching How the West Was Won, and as a child, he said how transformative it was. Well, the same thing happened to me. Sitting there in the dark, I was introduced to a whole new world, a world of wondrous make-believe. And right next to me, as I looked over at the seat, was an old prospector named Gus Chiggins. He was a folksy old fellow who had brought his mule into the theater, and during the intermission, he turned to me and said, "I'm Gus Chiggins." That's the way he talked. He said, "I sure do love a Western. It beats beans for breakfast, if you know what I mean." I didn't. So I asked him why he talked in that funny way, and he said, "I grew up in Compton, California, where Kevin Costner came from. I spent my whole life around them rascally movie folk. Me and my mule went to shindigs up there in them Hollywood Hills. I ate at them there fancy restaurants, chewing on veal and wetting my whistle on $100 bottles of wine." I said, "That didn't make sense. If he grew up in Southern California around sophisticated Hollywood people, why did he talk in such a folksy down-home way?" He looked at me and said, "Ah, fiddlesticks." And just like that, he grabbed his mule and left. Carolina sits around watching TikTok toes and YouTubes. On her phone like a lot of simpletons these days. Maybe movies are dead. Or maybe, like the culture around us, they're just changing into something new, and it scares a lot of people. I'm not afraid of change. I'm afraid of Jell-O and wild boars and Canadians. But not change. These days, there are a lot of old men evoking the past, mainly on Fox News. The past was really good for me. I drank a bottle of scotch every day and woke up naked in more city parks than I can remember. But the past wasn't great for everyone. Once again, are movies dead? I don't think so. But maybe we can make them better. I'm Ron Burgundy, and that's my take.
Thank you, everyone. Good night. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. Good night.
Looking so flight, you drive like a trucker. Clean like a plant, you can call him yucca. Four wheel drive, so he never gets stucker. Yeah, brain so large, taking up a lot of bandwidth. Man, he's a guy, yeah, he ain't no stand. And he doesn't have cheese on his nighttime sandwich, cause everybody knows he's the Burgundy Bandit.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.